So on this episode, you're going to meet Tom Descher. Tom's a great friend and has been counsel to our firm, Gingras Global, for a long time. I'm so thankful. Tom and his wife, Barbara, use their financial capital to both support nonprofit charity work around the world and impact investing. They have a long history of sharing their resources around the world. I have asked Tom for this episode to hone in on what impact investing means in terms of giving your time and helping with skill building and advice. You'll learn that Tom's focused outcome of impact investing, whether it's his time or his money, is to create and sustain jobs. He's very interested in supporting one location in particular, and that's Flint, Michigan. And as a treat for any of you that may be listening that are leaving a long, somewhat traditional career and thinking about transitioning to support social enterprise the way Tom is, he gives some great tips at the end of the episode on how to navigate that transition. Okay, let's listen into my interview with Tom Descher.
So my business background is I was a partner in a consulting firm for over 40 years and worked in the last 20 years with manufacturing and businesses, auto suppliers, and built a very substantial practice and really loved working with businesses. On the personal side, Barbara and I led over 30 mission trips all over the world, and we did medical teams, construction, children's ministry, and other sundry activities. So that was sort of the other part of our life. So really, as we were looking at what we call our next season, we said, what do we feel that we're being called to do? Believe it or not, we melted together our business activities with our ministry activities, because really we're all about helping businesses create jobs. They have to have profits to have jobs, but our real focus is on creating jobs as it relates to helping people here locally, say in Flint. I don't know what I can do for someone that needs a job, but if I can help a business here be successful and be a good employer and create jobs, then I've fulfilled my mission. Barbara and I started together in Descher Advisors. She has an assessment tool that she administers that's been very helpful with us with working with clients and team building, etc., helping young owners understand different personalities, etc., and building a stronger team.
Tom, how did you start to land and narrow it into employment being one of your key qualifiers for your impact investing?
Again, I guess Barbara and I, stepped back and said, how can we have our greatest impact in this next, what we call this next season of our life? And we felt that it was really jobs. Wherever we were, it would be getting for-profit jobs created would be the best impact that we could have.
Why would that be if we keep going there? What does that end up meaning in your opinion if you follow that out?
Yeah, if you follow it out, kind of the way I look at it would be if you can create jobs where people, good jobs, where employers treat their employees with respect and dignity, you have someone that does something meaningful, they feel good about themselves, they earn a wage, they pay taxes, they're able to buy a house, they pay property taxes, maybe local city taxes, they maybe are involved at their local church, maybe at a not-for-profit. So just the whole community is stronger if we have people employed, is my point of view.
The overall economic development
exactly.
of the community.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
So it's just really clear to me why I'm doing what I'm doing, and it keeps going back to employment and for more people to be employed long term and how they feel about themselves.